USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Young people afraid for their futures skipped school and protested around the globe to implore leaders to tackle climate change, turning out by the hundreds of thousands to insist the warming world can't wait for action. Marches, rallies, and demonstrations were held from Canberra to Kabul, from Cape Town to New York City, and German police even reported that more than 100,000 turned out in Berlin. The demonstrations were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg.
I'm just going to say that I'm so incredibly grateful for every single one of you, and I'm so proud of you have come here. It's not more than I think anyone had expected.
Thunberg spoke at a rally and is expected to participate in the UN Youth Climate Summit and speak at the UN Climate Action Summit with global leaders on Monday. This is U.S.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Yemen's rebels are saying they're halting all drone and ballistic missile attacks on Saudi Arabia and are waiting for a positive response. The Iran-backed group has claimed recent attacks on key Saudi oil facilities. These attacks have further raised tensions in the region between the U.S. and Iran. A Saudi-led military coalition has been fighting the group in Yemen since 2015. That conflict has killed tens of thousands of people. The U.S. alleges Iran carried out September 14th attacks, but Iran continues to deny being involved, and it warns that any retaliatory strike on it by the United States or Saudi Arabia will result in an all-out war. The former chief makeup artist at Charlie Rose's interview show is now suing him, saying the disgraced television journalist ran a toxic work environment for women. Gina Rigi, who worked for Rose for 22 years, lost her job in 2017 after Rose was fired by PBS and CBS News for sexual misconduct. Her lawsuit seeks unspecified damages and equitable relief for the harm she has endured. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor, the liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Pentagon says the United States will deploy additional troops and military equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates to beef up security, as President Donald Trump, at least for now, has decided against any immediate military strike on Iran in response to the attack on the Saudi oil industry. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said this is just a first step. He's not ruling out additional moves down the road. He says it's in a response to requests from the Saudis to improve their air and missile defenses. Esper and General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, say the details of the deployments will be determined over the next few days. This is USA Radio News. The opioid crisis has hit virtually every pocket of the U.S., from rural towns in deeply conservative states to big cities and liberal-leaning ones, but a curious divide has now opened up. The nation's Republican states' attorney generals, for the most part, have lined up in support of a tentative multi-billion dollar settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma, while their Democratic counterparts have mostly come out against it, saying it's woefully inadequate. Exactly why this is unclear, and some of those involved suggested it can't necessarily be explained by the fact that the Republican Party is considered more friendly to big business. The proposed settlement with the Stanford, Connecticut-based drug maker could ultimately be worth over $12 billion, though critics doubt it will be close to that much. You can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.